So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
I'm here to talk about a secret life that was a secret even to me. It's a secret that led me on a 7-year journey that revealed an invisible illness that challenged me but made me stronger than I ever thought I could be. My invisible illness first revealed itself when I was 10 years old. I was unable to eat or drink for days at a time because of the nausea. The only way I can explain the feeling in my stomach is that I was on a never-ending up and down roller coaster. So as the days went on, more symptoms cropped up. Vertigo, weakness, exhaustion, dizziness, body tremors, and migraines. I eventually ended up in the emergency room where the doctors told my parents that I was having abdominal migraines. This was just the first of many doctor visits. In the first year, I saw 9 specialists and I had 11 major tests done that maybe diagnosed one of the symptoms just based on the doctor's specialty. I even had one doctor misdiagnose me with epileptic seizures, and when we asked for a second opinion, he said that we had hurt his feelings. So, for the next few years, I was homebound and homeschooled. I lost a lot of friends in elementary and middle school. Not that they abandoned me, I was just not there, and they seemed to move on without me. The less school that I went to, the more they seemed to just forget to invite me to events and check in to call or text me to see how I was doing. So, in order to stay connected with kids my age, I started acting and taking classes and eventually improv in high school. And last summer, I was able to go take improv classes at the Second City in Chicago. And I was cast, I was cast on one of their small improv teams where I performed for 4 weeks on the very stage of some of my comedic heroes. So by the time I got to high school, we had to get pretty creative with how to keep up with my classes because I was missing 2 to 3 classes or 2 to 3 days of school a week. So the school district said that on the days where I was unable to make it in, that an iPad could go to school for me. So how it worked is I would sit at home on my laptop and a kid at school would take my iPad to a class, to each of my classes. And most teachers would put me at my actual desk where I could face the class, face the board like I was actually in school. But some of them insisted on putting me on their desk, which meant facing all 30 of my classmates, while they just sat and stared. I knew then that I would not be recognized as most likely to succeed, but when I went in at the end of the year for finals, I did have a couple kids look at me and say, "Hey, you're iPad girl." So it was my senior year when we finally got an answer to my secret illness. I had been to so many doctors for so many years. I had been struggling, and I would see all these doctors who would push my story aside and tell my parents and me straight to our faces that I was just making it up in my head. I was making it up to get out of school, to get their attention. I was just being a bratty and dramatic teenage girl. So hearing these words from doctors over and over again that I was supposed to trust with my health and my life just added to the confusion and the frustration that I had been feeling for so many years. So here I was again in front of a new doctor, telling him my symptoms, telling him my story, expecting him to nod politely and think in his head, "It is just in her head." But this time was different. This time he listened to me. He heard my story and he had a few odd requests. He asked how far I could bend my fingers back. He asked how far I could twist my back around while keeping my feet straight. And he even checked the flexibility of my feet. So I didn't know where he was going with any of this, but I figured I was desperate enough to try anything at this point. So we finished all the different tasks, and he looked at me and just so calmly said, "Sonia, I know exactly what you have." He said that one simple test right there in his office would probably confirm that I have POTS. So POTS stands for postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. I can break it down a little bit. It's big words. Postural orthostatic just simply means that standing and walking in an upright posture is very difficult for me. Tachycardia, meaning my heart races at a much higher level than an average person's, and that my autonomic nervous system can't regulate my blood pressure and my heart rate. So he was completely right. I completely failed the test, and I was so relieved to finally have a name for my illness, and I wasn't alone in my struggle, and there was someone who could actually help me. So once I was able to understand why I was feeling so sick, I was able to focus more on my health in a completely new way. I've learned that I need to keep my diet very strict, to keep taking some things out and adding new things. I have to avoid certain triggers like lights and sounds and even certain smells. I have to sleep well every night, and I have to be very vigilant with my exercise. So although I've learned over the years to cope with my symptoms and to avoid certain triggers, there's still no magic pill or cure for POTS, and there probably never will be. I continue and will continue to struggle with these symptoms and challenges that I face every day with this nervous system disorder. And one of these challenges that I face pretty common is my doctor prescribed a handicap placard so that when I'm not feeling well, I can walk shorter distances to building entrances. And this has caused quite a ruckus. I have been screamed at and cussed at and called names and told that I'm too young to have a heart disorder. But it's okay. I take it with stride and I let it make me stronger. So, what have I learned from my own secret life? I've learned that no matter how much it may seem like a negative, it may have been the exact thing that led me to my purpose in life. And you just gotta keep it positive. If you're inclined to cry, you just gotta laugh instead. Because your secret life could end up being your secret to life. Thank you, guys.